This is Akashwani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you an exclusive interview with Arunish Chawla, Secretary, Ministry of Culture, on the occasion of 75 years of the adoption of Indian Constitution. The interviewer is Kaushik Roy, Akashwani correspondent.
We are indeed honored to have in the studios today Sri Arunish Chawla, Secretary, Culture. India is celebrating 75 years of the adoption of the Indian Constitution. Quoting the architect of Indian Constitution, Bharat Ratna Baba Saheb Ambedkar, the Honorable Prime Minister said, "Constitution is not a mere lawyer's document. It's the spirit of the age." Thank you, sir, for joining us in the studios today. Your ministry has organized an exhibition on the calligraphy and art of the Constitution. Constitution at 75. Can you please elaborate on this?
Thank you very much. We have reached an important milestone, which is the 75 years of the Republic, or the 75 years of our Constitution. And yesterday, on 26th November 2024, Her Excellency the President of India inaugurated the celebrations, the commemoration, from the Central Hall of the Parliament. And this is a proud moment for all the Indians. We have started a year-long celebration to commemorate the 75th year of the Constitution. And on this occasion, a campaign website has been launched. It has a very simple name, constitution75.com. And if any one of us can just, on our phones, on our tablets, laptops, whatever device we have, we just type constitution75.com in the engine, the link will show. And if we go to the page, it will take us on a landing page which displays the Constitution. And it has a participate button. So all we have to do is just click on the participate button, and it will take us to a simple four-step instruction, where step one is we type in our name details for the certificate. And step two is we see the preamble. We can select the language in which we want to read the preamble. And this will display in front of us. There will be a camera window. We just have to read our preambles so that we connect with the heart and soul of the Constitution. There will be a button to upload the video. The video will get uploaded, and a certificate with our name, everything written in nicely in calligraphed version will be downloaded on our device, and it will be for us to keep. It is important that India today is, because of its constitution, because of the checks and balances which the constitution makers have built into this great document. And that is the foundation of our republic. And it is this polity, this constitutional polity, which has made us a superpower. And it is important that on this occasion, the 75th year, every citizen, every Indian should participate in this campaign. We should all go to this participate button, read the preamble, and upload.
Yes, sir. And on this note, I can also inform you that many educational institutions are also asking their students in schools and colleges to do this. And this is something which every Indian is proud of and should cherish. Also, about the art of the Constitution. Actually, we know that our Constitution is very great. It took almost 3 years for the founding fathers to write the Constitution, and luminaries led by Baba Saheb Ambedkar, who was the chairman of the drafting committee. And so we adopted the Constitution on the 26th of November 1949. But behind that, the Constitution of India is also a very great form of art. So for the benefit of our listeners, please can you throw some light on it?
What you said is very nice. And this is an aspect which many of us have forgotten, that it is not just a legal document. Actually, our Constitution is a deeply artistic document. And the original copies in English and Hindi have beautiful calligraphy, the best of its time, done with a pen and ink in that age, using natural dyes. The golden colors still shine in light, and it is beautifully done. And just to remember those great people, the calligraphy of the English version was done by Prem Bihari Raizada, which is why you will see in the border Prem written on every page at the corner. And the Hindi version, the calligraphy was done by Vasant K. Vaitya. And you will see his initials there. And each part of the Constitution has artwork. And the artwork connects with the history and soul of Bharatvarsh, the India that is great. And it starts with the emblem. And the first part, which says the Union of India, has the Mohenjo-daro seal on it, you know, from the Indus Valley civilization. And the next part, which is the citizenship, has the Vedic period artwork, which indicates the Gurukul, the Guru-Shishya Parampara, almost implying that you can be a good citizen only if you adopt and follow this great tradition. Then, you know, if you go on further, every part of our history, for example, fundamental rights has Ramayan artwork on it, which kind of tells you that, you know, with these fundamental rights, we are setting up a Ram Rajya. And then if you go on the directive principles, which is our duties of, and, you know, if you see that, you will see that Mahabharat, you know, the Gita, which is about karma, that is depicted on it. And then as we go further, like as we go to the statecraft, you will see Samrat Ashoka spreading Buddhism. Then you will see Mahavir, you will see Guru Gobind Singh, and so on and so forth. Every age, part and chapter of our history is depicted with beautiful artwork. And it is connected with the soul of the constitution.
Absolutely, sir. So we can say that our constitution reflects India's Bharatvarsha's 5,000-year-old civilization. And also it is embedded in the idea of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you see every part of our constitution comes out with it. The secularism in India is the Indian secularism,
yes,
which is Sarvadharma Sambhav.
Yes.
It is different from Western
secularism. Secularism, yes.
Right. And so on and so forth. Indian socialism is about the Indian welfare state.
Yes.
It is not about the communism the way it is seen in other parts of the world. So this is how it comes out beautifully. And at this moment, we would like to remember the great artists.
True.
You know, who made it possible in those days. And as you know, Shantiniketan was the center of learning.
Yes.
And Acharya Nandlal Bose, you know, headed the Kala Niketan there. And he was deeply connected with the Indian freedom movement. In fact, he was very close to Mahatma Gandhi. And he and his team, which included B.R. Sinhan, Jamuna Sen, Bani Patel, and there were artists from every nook and corner of the country. The Mamallapuram, the Tamil civilization, the Nataraj. And, you know, the constitution artwork ends with the Himalayas and the ocean. It shows India's maritime history and the proud crest that, you know, from Himalayas, from mountains to the ocean, we are Bharatvarsh. So the theme and essence of the soul is captured by this artwork. And on this 75th anniversary, our scholars have done special research and they have summarized it in a short booklet, which was released by the Honorable President yesterday.
Yes.
And that booklet will be available at bookshops for those who want a hard copy. And we are putting that digital copy, we are going to put it on the website so that every citizen can download it and see it and connect with it and remember those great souls. The original copy, you will only see their initials somewhere in the border.
Right.
But what lies behind it and who did it and what it meant is what everyone can see and connect with.
Here, I request you to continue on the publication which was released by Honorable Rashtrapati Ji on the 26th of November at the Central Hall of the Samvidhan Sabha. You mentioned it's the art of the constitution. So how did you think of this project? Because it is so unique and Ministry of Culture must be very proud that Honorable Rashtrapati Ji, you know, presented it to the citizens of India.
Absolutely. We are very proud and I take this opportunity to thank all the experts from the department, from Lalit Kala Academy, who have worked tirelessly over the last 3 months to make this happen. And we realize that, you know, we have reached the 75th year, we should do something unique.
True.
And this is one aspect which had, you know, got hidden and people had forgotten about it. And, you know, our books talk about the different chapters of the Constitution, but no one talks about the art of the Constitution. And therefore, we wanted to use this occasion to make that break and bring out that beautiful art that went into our great document and connect everyone with it.
I can also say that what we talk of in Bharatvarsh today is Vikas Bhi and Virasat Bhi. So Virasat is our heritage and we are also proud that the Department of Culture has, in the most unique way, you know, it's so great that this thing has been presented, especially to the younger generations who are, you know, hooked to their mobile devices and all this. And such a unique thing that now they can learn, or rather live, the story behind the Constitution of India.
Absolutely. And I would like to take this occasion to appeal to all the youth that please go to the campaign website on your phone, laptop, any device that you have, and please look for it, and do go to the Art of the Constitution, and please download it and see it, how beautiful it is, and what heritage our forefathers have given us.
Right. As this Hamara Samvidhan, Hamara Swabhiman is a year-long campaign, what are your other plans for the coming 12 months?
We've started with the event yesterday, and over the next 1 year, because yesterday only by the night we checked, 1 million citizens had already participated in the campaign, which is beautiful.
Absolutely.
And we should take this forward. Every Indian should connect with this campaign, should participate in this campaign. And over the years, we will have yatras, celebrations, debate, quiz. We will have a quiz competition on MyGov website on the Constitution. The My Bharat volunteers are also actively participating, taking out padyatras everywhere. All the panchayats, urban bodies, they have done preamble reading. All the school colleges have done preamble reading. All offices have done mass preamble readings. We should do it throughout the year. And, you know, Ambedkar's birthday in April, we'll again celebrate a 15-day event where we will highlight every important aspect, every important place linked to Dr. Ambedkar's life, which is called Panch Teerth, which is Mao, Mumbai, Delhi, and London, and Nagpur. And we will highlight these special occasions. And throughout the year, we will translate, not only we will translate the debates of Constituent Assembly into Indian languages, we will remember the greats and the makers of our Constitution, what their thoughts were. And we will summarize them, research them, and come out with dedicated publications on those thoughts. And throughout the year, these activities will go on. I take this opportunity again to appeal to all Indians, all citizens, that be part of this campaign. Go to the website, click participate, and connect with the heart and soul of the Constitution.
That is the best way to remember our Constitution and say, Hamara Samvidhan, Hamara Swabhiman. On that note, sir, thank you so very much for sparing your valuable time and talking to Akashvani at length. Thank you, sir. It's indeed been an honor and a privilege.
Thank you.
You were listening to an exclusive interview with Arunish Chawla, Secretary, Ministry of Culture, on the occasion of 75 years of adoption of the Indian Constitution. The interviewer was Kaushik Roy, Akashvani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.